And welcome to the What Do You Think program for this Wednesday, beautiful February the 4th. We have the Michigan Works here. I've got Jessica and Cheryl, and they're going to go over some things, what they've got coming up and what's going on currently. And they gave me a book, so I'm interested to talk about it and see what that's all about.
Sure, yeah.
How are you all doing?
Good. Great. Good. Great. How about you? Thanks for having us back.
So what's new?
What's new? Well, I'll let Cheryl kick us off with kind of what we've got going on at the Huron Service Center. But, you know, I will say we're kind of off to a huge start. We had, you know, our service centers obviously during the holiday period and typically December and January, we get a little bit busy with some of our seasonal unemployment. So folks come in needing to file a claim, and hopefully usually it's, you know, temporary or short term. Mm-hmm. But it's a great opportunity for us when that happens to, you know, kind of see, you know, who's out there and what the state of seasonal employment is. And, you know, as we know, even if you have a job, a lot of times there's still a need to upskill a little bit. So that's a good opportunity for folks that are maybe off for a couple of weeks to take advantage of some of the things that we have going on in our centers. You know, certainly when we talk about things like computer skills and that sort of thing, those are things that people can apply when they're on the job. You know, so even if
Absolutely.
They're only off for a few weeks,
yeah.
they can go back. So, you know, and always kind of a challenging time of year, I would say. You know, it's not a great time for money to be tight for folks. And as we all know, the heating bills go up. But I will say that, you know, things really look positive, I feel like, in our job market. You know, we're seeing people going to work. You know, it's always questionable when we look at, you know, the different trends of online job postings. But, you know, there still is always going to be that hidden job market. And so I like to remind people, too, that, you know, as you come in and check out our centers, there may be listings on our jobs boards that you don't necessarily see online, or even just through that connection of you don't know what came in that day through our business services team. That
All
could
right.
be a good connection to a job lead. So it's a great place to come and network and kind of just see what we've got going on. And I know we've got some great things as we head into the spring. I'm going to be really optimistic here. We're halfway there.
yeah. I put out a wanted poster on Puxtawney Phil.
So I'll keep my eyes open.
Hopefully we can get those additional weeks back.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you said you had some new exciting things being added, too.
We do. We do. The next event that we've got coming up is coming up on Monday. We have a wait list for that. That is our career exploration with our virtual reality headsets.
Awesome.
And it will be doing that again in March, March 23rd from 2 to 4. So both of those are 2 to 4. So if you want to be added to the wait list, give us a call, 989-269-2311. And then even our computer, our basic computer skills class, we had a wait list started this for the one this morning. And we had a few not show up, so we're not, you know, we're not quite full. So definitely call us for any of the events ahead of time to make sure there's enough room. But we've got the career exploration on Monday from 2 to 4. We have a job fair. Courtney Manor is going to be coming to our office at 614 Northport Crescent. And they will be here from 12 to 2. I'm not sure what jobs they have available. I didn't look at the jobs list before I left, but Courtney Manor will be here. And
so
I'm
they're
sure.
making a house call to you, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And you can also, I know that we've recently posted some of the Courtney Manor jobs on our Facebook page.
Yes.
For Bad Axe GSD Michigan Works office. Mm-hmm. So that's a great place to go and check out, you mm-hmm. know, some of the postings that we have there. Mm-hmm. Usually Deb gives us postings. Seems like every other day. And I know that Courtney Manor definitely has some jobs listed on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the next basic computer skills class will be covering Windows. And that will be from 9 to 11 on February 18th. Okay. So that's in 2 weeks. And then we don't have a wait list yet. We have about 9 spots left for the cybersecurity on February 24th. That's a Tuesday from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And Trooper Pastu and Trooper Reed will be coming back, and they will be leading that. And that will wrap up February. In March, we have a new partner, Thumb Bank and Trust, right here in Bad Axe. And they will be coming in on March 2nd. And leading Investing in Your Future, Banking 101, from 10 to 11 a.m. And so that's a new partner for us, so we hope to do more with them. And that was one of the additions. And then we have another basic skills computer class on emailing on the 4th of March.
Okay.
Those are always 9 to 11 a.m. And another resume workshop, how to write a resume, from 9 to 11 on March 9th. And I get people in every week, just about, with resumes and needing resume help. So if I can kind of corral them into the workshop, that'll be very informative. And then I hope to give some time for them to work on them as well. And then we have another job fair in our office. No, this one is not in our office. That is March 10th, and we are partnering with the Huron Area Tech Center, and that will be at the Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
It's open to the public from 1 to 3.
1 to 3 p.m.
Yes. And if we can, I'd love to just chat a little bit about that, because, mm-hmm. you know, one of the really cool things about our job here at Michigan Works is we get to partner with so many different organizations.
Yeah.
And we have excellent partnerships with our career tech ed across our region. But the Huron Tech Center, this is our second year that we're partnering to do this. We've done, you know, a bunch of other projects with them. But this is really cool because there's a portion of the day that's actually just dedicated towards students for this. And so there's a real time, you know, jobs and career exploration element to it. And then the last part of it is open to the public for regular job seekers as well. But that's something that we're really passionate about. We've got a number of different programs for youth. Sometimes people don't always know, the way that our programs define youth is, you know, up to the age of 24. So really, at Michigan Works, we're working with young adults most of the time, 18 to 24. However, we do a lot of work in school districts and with our ISD partners because we want to make sure that kids are aware before they are turning 18 and getting out there.
Right.
So we do a lot, you know, kind of in the lead up to that. But then it's typically, you know, after they've graduated that they would engage with us for a particular program. Sometimes there's a small window where, you know, we refer to it as out of school youth, where they haven't necessarily committed to a training program or to a college or anything like that, where we can work with them in that intermediary period to really help to apply any resources. They're going to give them a leg up to that next level. So it's really, you know, what I love about the partnership with the tech centers and with our ISDs and our school partners is, you know, it just highlights the fact that this is an entire network of individuals, you know, and you talk about it takes a village.
Right.
That's your village. And so creating opportunities for everyone to see sort of how programs and institutions and resources link together to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks is really something that we focus on and we're passionate about.
Well, and we are very Absolutely. Fortunate here in the Thumb that the Tech Center is here because I know several students that have gone through it and gotten jobs at the places they've apprenticeship at as a result,
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because then it's not, hey, I'm scrambling to look for a job
right.
once I'm out of school.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So it does. It gives them a leg up. And mm-hmm. didn't you partner with them last year as well?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And the students came in beforehand that opened up to the public afterwards.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And they, I mean, they're always doing something cool over at the Tech Center, whether it's, you know, mm-hmm. Speed dating, I think, was one of the things not too long ago. Whether it's focusing on a particular sector or career pathway, they do an amazing job of having, you know, local businesses engaged and right there. So, that's the best thing, too, is when you're partnered with people, you know, from across the community that, you know, really care and are passionate and know that they, you know, want to and need to invest that time into the, you know, talent that we have coming out. So if we want to retain people here or invite our young people back to live here after they maybe go away to college for a couple of years, mm-hmm. that's a critical aspect of that, is for people to see successful professionals and be able to see themselves here as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we've got that on March 10th from 1 to 3, and then another computer class, which will be focusing on Microsoft Word, from 9 to 11 on March 18th. And then another career exploration with the virtual reality headsets on March 23rd from 2 to 4.
That's awesome. I remember when that came out. And it was kind of new. And the more people find out about it, it's cool that now you've got a wait list of people waiting to get in and actually see it and use it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
It's an awesome tool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's times like that we feel like it would be great if we could, you know, you really wish for warmer weather. You know, how do we borrow two from Sandusky and two from Caro and, you know, set up a circle in the parking lot so we don't have to have, you know, people turned away.
Yeah.
You know, because your office is only so big. And I don't know if you've ever tried, but once you put one of those on, you are in another reality. So you have to make sure that those boundaries are drawn and you don't have anyone bumping into cubicles or people. So, but no, it's been fantastic for us and something that we really, you know, hope to be able to continue and keep having that secured funding to be able to offer those kind of new tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know you've done a lot with Bayport Bank, State Bank. They've come in and helped a lot with financial classes. Mm-hmm. Officer Pestu's been in several times dealing with cybersecurity. It's exciting to see that people are responding to these and they're wanting to hear more.
Yes.
We, when they were here on December 15th, we had a wait list then as well. And I remember bringing in one last chair in our conference room right in front of the door, and we couldn't fit another chair in that room.
Wow.
And so it was full. It was definitely well attended. And I think this one will probably be pretty close to that as well. It's just, you know, I was telling somebody about it just the other day, and they said, you know, that just happened to me a couple of weeks ago, you know, and so it relates with people. And and then we're hoping to do more with the banking end of it and the financial preparation and, you know, understanding credit and, you know, there's an awful lot of people that are in the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And if, you know, how do you break out of that? And so if we can do more along those lines and you know, relate it to the needs that's out there. And, you know, that's what we try to do. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of another thing when I think about what, you know, what does it mean when you're coming to our service center, you know? And I think there's a lot of times that people wonder, and we've probably talked about it here on this program before too, when people say, I didn't know you guys did that there, you know?
Yeah.
And there are so many times that, you know, it isn't that we do that there, but you can liken it sometimes to like our library systems, you know? what we hope to do is create an environment and a safe space where people feel that they can, you know, come and talk with one of our coaches and, you know, trust and recognize that we'll recognize that you're a whole person, you know, and we are never just addressing the job's need of an individual. You know, there's so much more than that that goes on. And we're talking about preparing to go to work, you know, especially for folks that are parents. There's a lot that goes into the planning of where, when, what shift, what time, you know, all those kinds of things that they have to take into consideration. And sometimes also just sorting out, you know, you work hard for your money. How do we help people keep as much of it as they can, you know, without having to get into, you know, situations where maybe there's, you know, predatory lenders and things like that, that, you know, those aren't things that people typically, you know, announce to the world, let alone a stranger or maybe even their own family members. But those are real pain points that if they can connect with a trusted professional, that they can, you know that we have their best interest or that we have resources that are going to have their best interest in mind to be able to help give some guidance of what choices they can make. And, you know, and that's why, you know, our coaches are just that. They're coaches. We're not dictating to people what they must do. We're just giving, you know, the best information that we can so that you can make the best and most informed decision, whether that's training or going to work or, you know, some other challenge that you've got going on that we, you know, likely have a partner that can help you overcome that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to a commercial and get our weather and stay tuned. We'll be back and we've got a lot more to cover. So we will get back to the Michigan Works as soon as we're done with our commercial here. So stay tuned.
No waiting for downloads. Just all your favorite country music. WHST-FM 94.1 and WLEW-AM 1340. The Thumb's hottest country.
All right. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Scott here with you on the Thumb's hottest country. Let me start by saying that I am not a meteorologist, but I can read what's on my screen here. Right now, we're about 15 degrees, high of around 20. Partly sunny with northwest wind around 7 miles per hour. But don't take it from me. Let's check in with Russ at Precision Weather.
Good morning. Only minor weathermakers in the pipeline here across the Thumb and Sunrise side, the next of which will bring some occasional light snow as we look forward to the tail end of the week on Friday. That area of low pressure will exit for the weekend with colder air filtering in for the weekend. Below normal temperatures will stay with us into early next week. Partly sunny at times, upper teens this afternoon, light and variable winds. There's a 20% chance of precipitation. Clouds tonight, 4 to 8 above, a light west to southwest breeze. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Cloudy with flurries, mid-20s tomorrow, southwest winds at 10 to 15, chance of precipitation 50%, flurries 18 to 22 tomorrow night, periods of light snow on Friday, lower 30s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Merley.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
The Thumb Branch National Deer Association would like to thank our local farmers for allowing us to hunt their land, our fellow hunters, and our youth hunters for helping manage the deer population this season. Your efforts truly matter. Join us for our annual banquet on February 28th. Tickets are available now at deerassociation.com/event/thumb-branch-michigan. Or visit our Facebook page. From all of us in the Thumb Branch National Deer Association, thank you, and we hope to see you there.
Seaboeing Family Dental and Elkton Dental are welcoming new patients of any age, including infant and child patients. offering services such as fillings, implants, dentures, crowns, sealants, and more. The Sebring Family Dental and Elkton Dental teams are dedicated to providing you with a pleasant visit and results that you'll be proud to show off. To schedule an appointment, call Sebring Family Dental at 989-883-3530 or Elkton Dental at 989-375-4255 or go to SebringFamilyDental.com. Sebring Family Dental and Elkton Dental. Trusted advice, comfort, and exceptional care.
And we're back with the What Do You Think program, and we have Michigan Works here with Cheryl and Jessica. And we went over the schedule a little bit, and I had to stop for the commercial break. But what else do you got going on? I'll turn it over to you a little bit here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had brought in and I'm excited to share a little bit more about we put out a quarterly publication called Talent Talk, which is something that if folks come into our service center, you know, we usually have an extra copy or two that's around, but it's also available on our website. And, you know, just in keeping with the conversation around, you know, who are these services for? You know, one of the things that we're really proud of when we talk about our successes, and, you know, Cheryl just used the word impact, and that's really, you know, to me, what this is about. The opportunity for a person to be able to see someone just like them, who had challenges that they maybe felt were insurmountable. You know, we touched briefly offline here on the conversation around employers that will hire people with a background. And, you know, what does that look like? And, you know, just relaying again that, you know, every individual case is different. And I think that it's important for people to have a coach or somebody that's, you know, cheering for them, advocating for them. You know, sometimes we find that people will inadvertently be their own worst enemy when they're filling out a job application. And it comes from a place of wanting to be honest and wanting to make sure that they're telling their story and all of those things. But, you know, depending on the situation, you know, and what the application is asking you for, I think that's something that our coaches can definitely help, you know, an individual with to make sure that you're practicing this ahead of time. And that, you know, in the case, let's say, of a background, you know, it's easy, I think, to feel defensive before the conversation's even started.
Absolutely.
That you have to really explain. And the reality is, you know, we need people working productively to be productive members of society in our workforce. They're in our community regardless. And, you know, many are some of the hardest working people that you would meet if given the opportunity. And so I think that there's, you know, I could apply that same thing to somebody that's an older worker or somebody that's a younger worker. You know, there's always going to be some kind of a bias when we're talking about the application process, and those assumptions that get made about whether or not somebody may or may not be a hard worker because they're from a particular generation or a particular background. And so our coaches are really good at helping people navigate some of those challenges. And I think when you can have kind of an honest conversation with that sort of unbiased third party that will just give you some good feedback. And just like anything, you know, your coach puts you out there to then go practice and try. You might go out there and try and come back and say, that didn't work at all, you know? And then we say, okay, let's try something else.
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think that, you know, our overall message really as a workforce system, that's oftentimes why it's difficult for us to advertise, I think, beyond, you know, trying to get people in the door with attracting what the particular program is. But, you know, also it depends. It depends on that person's life circumstances and where they're at of, you know, what sort of recipe is going to be theirs for success. So... But, you know, on the flip side of that, you know, back on in our Talent Talk publication, we also have a lot of employer success stories that we write in there. And one of the things that I really like about looking at employer success stories is that it's not just about the business. It's about the people inside of the business. It's about the training that they're putting on for their current employees. And, you know, most of the time when we're talking with people and you describe who you want to work for and where you want to go to work, people want to work for an organization that cares about them, that invests in them.
Yeah.
And those are skills that you can take with you wherever you go. You know, hopefully you stay put and they can retain you. But oftentimes they, you know, you may move on to another job and you own that. That's an investment in you. So those are great things to see. We'll be excited in the next couple of months here. We just nominated Aspire Healthcare Systems as our Impact Award winner for Michigan Works Association Impact Awards. And, you know, that really comes from a place of, you know, identifying employers, and they're one of our largest employers in the Thumb area, who are, you know, taking a different look at how they're recruiting individuals and how they're retaining individuals. And they're doing some really cool stuff with the Thumb Community Health Partnership and that employer collaborative of rural healthcare employers. And they've started an apprenticeship program. They've got, you know, a couple of different programs that they're working through too. And so we'll be excited to kind of share more details on that story in the next couple months. But they'll be invited to come to Lansing and be recognized by leaders from across the state for the work that they're doing. And you know, that's not just the employer that we're honoring, but the work that's happening with those individuals that they're upskilling inside their business.
It's interesting. You're talking about the successes of the businesses and what people are wanting in the business when they're looking for a job. And then we were off air talking about people with backgrounds and how their life totally changes because now you got this scarlet letter that is you can't get rid of, and people don't want to look at you.
Yeah.
And just real quick, I was a manager for many, many years. And what I did was took failing businesses to turn them around and make them profitable. And the funny thing is, to address all those points, was I created a fun atmosphere where people wanted to come to work and were looked at as a person.
Yeah.
And not only them, but their family were valued, and they enjoyed coming to work.
Yeah.
And as a result, they were loyal. They loved what they did.
Right.
And they knew they were treated well. And some of them had criminal backgrounds, but deserve a second chance.
Right.
You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
Because there's good people out there that make mistakes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the success of a business can't be looked at by, I want to say the quality of a person, because some people look at that as, well, they got a background. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't make them a bad person, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that business throws the baby out with the bathwater, and they lose a lot of good people where they could be picking up very good people in the process.
Right.
And a lot of times what you'll find is those people are hard workers because they know it's hard to get a job once you're marked like that.
Yeah.
And families, they value being valued.
Yeah.
Even though they don't work for you, their husband or their wife or their kid does.
Right.
They like to know that they are valued as well.
Yeah.
So it is important to everyone in the family.
Absolutely.
When it comes to that.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten as a society, Kmart did it years ago, where just get rid of them and get somebody else in. And I don't think people know how much it costs an employer to get rid of people dollar-wise every time they do that.
Right, absolutely.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
But they've gotten to a mentality they will.
Yeah, that's something behind the scenes I feel like a lot of people don't always know about Michigan Works is, you know, I would say, as much as we assist businesses with hiring, it's equally as much, if not greater than that, in business retention, retaining their people right now, and has been for several years, really. And sometimes that takes just timing and applying strategies at the right time in an organization, you know, like most businesses, and I'll say Michigan, you know, us here at GST included, you know, we're at an interesting time with multiple generations at work together.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's different mentalities where, you know, maybe the way that we've always done it isn't the best way for today. And those, you know, that kind of a culture shift takes time, I think, and an open-mindedness around, you know, what potential risk is there, let's say, in the situation of hiring somebody that maybe has a criminal record. I think that there's more times than not that we're working with businesses that it's if they have the skills that the business is looking for, and even the soft skills when they interview them, then it comes down to circumstance. You know, what was the circumstance in that situation? Mm-hmm. You know, and obviously as a business owner, if you've got a huge investment and, you know, it was maybe related to, let's say, theft or a large and expensive piece of equipment being stolen or broken, then that's going to have different weight versus somebody that, you know, maybe had a DUI or right. You know, whatever the case
Absolutely.
Might be there. So I think that, you know, there is a bit of a shift in people's thinking around, you know, let's kind of look at circumstances. But, you know, the one barrier to that we, I think, in our offices kind of struggle with all the time is with the online application processes. Sometimes it's not a human that's deciding whether or not that application goes forward. And so, yep. You know, so what are the strategies when, especially for us, like when we're in a rural area, you know, there's only so many ways you're going to apply to this particular employer. And a lot of times what we hear from job seekers is the frustration and just not hearing back. You know, you're kind of ghosted. You apply and apply and apply and they never call me. And chances are they've not made it through some kind of an online applicant tracking system filter, maybe because they checked a box that said they have a background or who knows what it might have been. But, you know, that's kind of where we help people to strategize a little bit around, you know, maybe some different ways that they could approach the business, you know, obviously fully appropriate. But, you know, sometimes people don't know what they don't know about people that are available.
Right.
And so it's great for our business services team, especially when we know, working with a business, that they're really struggling to find the person. And then we have, you know, 10 people that have come in and told us, I applied there and nobody ever called me back. You know, maybe there's something at their corporate HR level that's not filtering through locally.
Yeah.
Or we can get better intel and relate back to those people that weren't selected to say, here's why. And let us redirect you to these other opportunities where you might be a better fit. Mm-hmm. Or let us, you know, help you get into this short-term training. And if you add these skills, then maybe you're a better candidate. You know, that's just, it's all very nuanced, I feel like, and it requires that human interaction and connection.
And I was going to say that. The one thing about GST Michigan Works, specifically the office here in Bad Axe, because I've had experience with them, is when you walk in, you are a person, and you're dealing with another individual. And the services are free. So there's no charge.
Yep.
Nobody's judging you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even if you've got a background, they're there to individualize the process that you're looking to go through mm-hmm. and help you in every way they can.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And very few times do you find someplace willing to go to those links. But you do. You have a personal coach.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important, especially in today's day and age,
yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am working with someone right now who has tried for a few years now to get a job here in Huron County because she and her husband have a home here. And she ended up going back to the Metro Detroit area for work. And so if we are going to, if we are seriously hiring and we are seriously considering getting the best, Everyone needs a good look, because otherwise we're going to be losing people.
Right.
You know, from our area. And then your pool will be smaller. And so everyone needs a chance. Now, you have a lot of people applying for maybe the same job. So there is that challenge. But if we're not open to looking at the best, and if we're relying on technology to be those eyes for us, we're going to lose some people. We're going to lose some good people.
Technology can't replace a person. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that human contact, especially when it's something about employment.
Mm-hmm.
You need that personal contact.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be you put on the suit, tie, you went out, you did your interview, you got called back, you mm-hmm. dressed up, you went back again. Mm-hmm. You made that good impression, mm-hmm. and they saw you and had the opportunity to talk with you. Now it's all via computer, text, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you do meet, it's not as formal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that it doesn't hold as much weight
right.
anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to your earlier point about, you know, that it matters to people and it matters to their families. You know, I mean, like we say all the time, you know, you spend the majority of your time at work.
Right.
And, you know, even though it's become, I think, popular and it's, you know, there's a million and one jokes about you punch in, you punch out, you know, don't give a minute more. That's not really how humans are made, I don't think. You know, I think you can't help but care, especially when you spend that amount of time somewhere. And, you know, so that reciprocation for the business, you know, it's no surprise when we look at the businesses that aren't really struggling with retention. It has a lot to do with, you know, just the mutual respect for the individuals that are working there. And surprisingly, you know, obviously we all go to work to make money, right? Unless we're volunteering, I guess. But, you know, there comes a point where sometimes you might have an employer that has better retention and they don't pay as much as others, but it's because their culture and their work environment is better. And, you know, I think at our core, we all kind of rebel against something that causes you stress and strife if you're, you know, kind of just coming up against that every single day. And also in communities, you know, everywhere, but, you know, particularly rural communities like ours, word of mouth is huge. And, you know, you definitely hear, you know, what the culture of a place is before you ever go to work there. And then, you know, it's incumbent on the people that are working there if you want it to change to help change it for the better, too. So everyone has that responsibility.
Absolutely.
But it's, you know, it's definitely not just as easy, I think, as it once was with that barrier of technology in between, as you said. And I think there's sometimes, too, that we've seen a shift in recent years where, you know, human resources isn't what it used to be either. You know, we've seen a lot of companies reduce their human resource staff or outsource it. There's, you know, even in our case, we've got, you know, online tools where there's so many things. Let's just say with your insurance, for example, that it's intended to be a good thing, self-serve apps and things like that. But I think when you boil it down, most humans don't want to wade through an app to figure out their health insurance. It's really great when you have a person that can help you figure it out. And those things all stack up in value of what it means to be a great place to work and mm-hmm. and for people to feel, you know, recognized and supported, you know.
Yep.
So, and that's, you know, on the flip side, when we're working with businesses, there's always that opportunity. I mean, businesses are going to do what they do and make business decisions. But our business services representatives, it actually stands for business solutions professionals. And that's really the goal. We're not the we're not the solution, but we can help to develop different strategies based on, you know, the information that we have of what's working over here, what's coming down the pipeline, what supports or resources do we have that could help you achieve your goals. We've got our next quarter of Talent Talk. I was just looking before I came in here, you know, several stories of companies in the area that have done upskilling in their middle managers for leadership, which is notoriously an area that can be a real challenge when you're talking about retention. Sometimes the problem isn't coming from the top, it's coming from the middle, where processes and things haven't necessarily been updated to welcome new people into the business or to help people feel how they maybe would stay in advance. And so it's great to see employers that are using some of our grants and resources to upskill in that leadership zone, which, you know, historically has kind of, you know, been considered just a soft skill. And we haven't always been able to help with that kind of training, even though we know that that's a critical aspect of what it means to retain people is great leadership in an organization at every level. And so there's really good things happening. I mean, we got a lot to be proud of and a lot to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, I hate to do it, but we are out of time. Can you believe it? I do want to touch on a couple of these real quick, just because they are pretty big. You've got the VR headsets, which is the 9th of this month. There's a wait list, but if you're interested, call them. They'll add you to their list. And if you can't make that one, they're having another one in March on the 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the cybersecurity for sure. They've only got 9 seats left. That's on February 24th. That's a Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Then looks like, well, you'll want to hit the workshop for the resumes on the 9th of March at 9 to 11 a.m. because the following day, on the 10th, is the job fair at the Knights of Columbus from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Tech Center's partnering with them. And that is, again, at the Knights of Columbus. So make sure to check that out. They've got sheets available there at the office. You can stop in and grab one, see what's coming up. Or you can go to the website, and they will email me the Talent Talk. So I will get that put up on the website so that you can just click and view that at your leisure. And we'll make sure we get this posted on the website as well. So if there's anything you missed, you can go back and listen to it again. And we will get you back to your regular programming right now.
Why gamble with other stations?